أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We're getting near to the end of our session on these hadith, on the importance of the Quran, on connecting to the thakalain, reconnecting to the thakalain, the Quran and the family of the Prophet. And in today's tradition from the sixth Imam, Imam Jafar ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, we want to reflect on the importance of how to recite the Quran. As we know, there is a way to do everything. There are norms to follow when we do many things in life. When we go to school, for example, we know we have a certain routine that we have to follow. When we go to work, we have certain things that we have to do. When we play sports, we know that there are certain rules that we have to follow. And it stands to reason that if this is how this temporal world is based, that even within the religion, there are ways and norms of doing, performing actions that the religion has encouraged and many times also obligated us for us to perform. When it comes to the Quran, let us look at a tradition from the sixth Imam in which he gives us guidance on how to recite the Quran, how to approach this book of Allah and how to make our way through the verses of the Quran. And the Imam says the following statement: surely the Quran is not to be read in a rush or very quickly. Rather, it should be recited in slow, measured portions. Whenever you reach a verse which talks about heaven, then stop at that verse and ask from Allah the bounties of heaven. And whenever you reach a verse which speaks about the hell, then stop at that verse and seek protection from Allah from the hellfire and the punishment. Unfortunately, many times we see in many of our communities, especially within the month of Ramadan, but even on a Thursday night program at the center where we all congregate, that the entire goal is to get to the end, to get to the end of the Dua Kamail, to get to the end of the Hadith al-Kisa, to get to the end of Surah al-Yasin. In the month of Ramadan, the goal is to complete the Quran, to finish the Quran, to finish the 30 juz recitation within 30 days. Does it make a difference if we know what we say or we don't? Of course not. Does it matter that we recite the Quran incorrectly? Of course not. Does it matter that we have no clue of what we've just said? Of course not. And unfortunately, this is a tragedy that we as a community are plagued with. And it's something that we have to seriously look at. Look at ourselves and the way that we as a community are dealing with the Quran. The sixth Imam here clearly shows us not to make haste in the Quran. You know, it's not a 100-meter dash as the Olympics. You need to finish it in, I don't know, 5-6 seconds or whatever the record is. It's not a sporting event where you have 3 periods to get and have the highest number of goals or points to win the game. The Quran is not about getting to the end of the book. It's not about finishing the book. It's not about how quick you can get to the end. It's all about understanding the content of the book. And as the sixth Imam shows us, recite it slowly. Think about what you're reciting. If you don't know the Arabic, keep a translation beside you. Translations are available for free online on your smartphone app. Download them and use them. And he shows us when you come to a verse that talks about paradise, don't just skim through it to get to it. Sit and think about it. Ask Allah, Allah, oh my God, my Creator, you're telling me about paradise, of rivers of milk and honey, and trees and gardens of date palm and fruit, and servants to look after my every whim and desire. Give me that paradise and then work towards it. But if you don't know what you're asking for, then how do you know what to strive for in life? On the other hand as well, the sixth Imam shows us, when you come across a verse about the fire of hell, of people being thrown in head first, about people being dragged on their faces by chains around their neck, chains on their arms, chains on their legs, and they'll be dragged to the fire of hell. When you read such a verse, ask Allah, beg Allah for protection from that. And not only ask Allah, but find out what it is that is bringing those people to hell and keep away from those actions. This is how we have to approach the book of Allah, not just as a fable or a story to read or something to complete to get to the end. MashaAllah. Praise be to God, I finished the recitation of the Quran. Yeah, but what did you learn? Did you learn what the Quran talked about? Did you learn about oneness of God, the Tawheed? Did you learn about prophets, about imams, about the Day of Judgment, about your neighbors? Did you learn about taking care of humanity, of respecting your parents? If you didn't learn this, then why bother with a running through of the Quran as a marathon, as a marathon runner would make, you know, a marathon in the Olympics? So when we read the Quran, let us remember the words of the sixth Imam, to work our way slowly in measured, calculated steps through the Quran to better appreciate and understand the message. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.